This is a poem from St. Thomas of Aquinas, a Christian mystic. Most of the Christian mystics were persecuted for being normally just going their own way and exploring. And then the institution normally got wound up with them and did something horrible to them. That's kind of how the story goes with the Christian mystics, quite a lot. But I don't know his exact story. What does light talk about? When you recognize her beauty, the eye applauds, the heart stands in an ovation, and the tongue, when she is near, is on its best behavior. It speaks more like light. What does light talk about? I asked a plant that once. It said, I'm not sure, but it makes me grow. So I'll guide a meditation now. Not too many words meditation. So getting really comfortable. It's that little cushion thing. And just following your breath for a few moments, if you feel like. In whichever way is good for you. Whichever way works best. Like really connected, really straight onto it with the breath, or more following along behind as if you were flying a kite. Feeling the right place for your head so that it's comfortable. Like checking out, you know, how far forward it is, and maybe it needs to go back, or it's too far back, and just finding that centrality so that there's no effort there on the neck, that like balanced feeling with the chin dropped a bit towards the chest. It helps the neck to be more relaxed. Feeling that top of the shoulders and the back of the shoulders there, all along the top of the back area. That's so often a place of tension, and just feeling that and dropping that, just letting it drop. So dropping with the Earth's natural gravity, letting it sink towards the ground. And our elbows as well. Our hands into our thighs. And like our whole upper body, like held upright, but really sitting, sinking into the seat of your chair, your support. So really feeling that whole upper body as one. And the weight of that. So feeling the front, the back, the sides, the top of the head, all as one piece sinking into, melting into the lower part of the body. With that same gravity of the earth. And then just the whole lower part, including the top, just the whole from the hips down, just feeling the weight of that, of the hips and the pelvic bowl and the top of the thighs. Just feeling the pure solidity, the weight of that into your chair and going down the legs and into the feet and onto the ground, just that weight plugging in our roots to the ground. Still with our chin slightly tipped towards the chest. Feeling that whole body. Whole body in three dimensions, the fronts, the backs, the underneaths, the sides, the tops, the bottoms, all of it. So it's a little bit like our awareness is almost like a hand moving over our body, feeling the contours. And at the same time, the kind of weight, that it's not empty. It's not, we're not feeling a model, you know, it's a feeling from inside also, that solid seated feeling of gravity towards the earth. And coming to our face, and the same, just allowing the gravity, this pull towards earth, to just let everything like sink and drop away. So we're not holding anything up with our face muscles. We can feel any place where there is muscles, we can just feel into that and let it drop towards the ground. Maybe reconnecting with the breath again, if that's helpful, and seeing if that's part of this process of just dropping, drooping down into the ground. But not in some sort of depressed, I've given up everything, defeated way, more just a sinking in to being here. So it's not necessarily heavy-hearted. Just feeling that that our body is not like a one-dimensional piece of paper, feeling that solidity, not a heaviness like, like walking through heavy mud or anything like that. It can be quite light-hearted, this sinking into being a body on this ground. The muscles in the face go right back behind the eyeballs, right back to around the ears, the whole area, the jawline, under the chin. Maybe allowing some softness, if it wants to come through into your face, into your general posture, just soft feeling of no need to be or do anything particular. and from this grounded in body, around body, how do we know we have a body? Without words. So to just sit for a moment or two in that place of that question, how do I know I have a body? And all of the answers can be very simple. It's no trick to it. But the asking of that question can be a whole meditation in itself. Just another way of almost formulating what's happening now. How do I know I have a body? What is telling me now? There is a body there. As an exploration. And we may come up against the other question of how do I know there's me here? What are the signs telling me of myself now? A being called whatever your name is. Dot, dot, dot. Really asking these questions, not from our forehead, but really from inside our heart. area or lower belly. So it's not any sort of intellectual thing, it's a feeling into our sense of body and or our sense of meanness. And then we may find that there's a concept, and then there's the actual feeling, the actual kind of experience of body or of me that can be slightly different from the concept. Or greatly different. Sometimes we can almost feel the, like a jar, you can almost feel the kind of edges of our concepts. Almost like we can feel the walls of it, like a concept would be something that is like a container or something that has edges. And we can almost sometimes end up like from a very organic, alive sense, be pushing against the walls of that and feeling them kind of crumbling a bit. In different ways, different days, we can feel, if we start to stretch, we can feel those, the jar of concepts breaking apart sometimes. And feel aliveness from the real experience of being inside, being a human being here now in this time. Sometimes with eyes really, really shut, it's easier to find this alive beingness of the human being without all the conditioning and concepts. And so it can be fun as an exploration, maybe for another time or maybe today if that's easy, but to have some time feeling that closed eye, just alive beingness, and then sometimes just opening the eyes a little and straight away the concept of self comes back, comes rushing back. And so we have a way to play there, to explore the beingness, the just being, this human in this time now. There's a way to also play with that, with our eyes half shut, where we have the concept coming up, because straight away there's the visuals and we see our clothing and so this is almost like opening a whole other page for a whole other retreat, just at the end of the retreat, just for fun. So we don't go away with things all wrapped up, but rather opening up to new questions, new explorations. So we can sit with some quiet now just to contemplate all of this in your own way. So it's not important to find lots of answers and work it all out. But rather just to, even just having asked the question, sometimes just the sitting is different. It's not like some homework that needs to be done or something like that. It's just we ask a question, and sometimes we go with that reverberations of that question, and sometimes we just, having asked it, we just sit with the question that has, it's been put out there, and we don't need to answer it. But it can transform the sitting. And towards the end of a retreat, sometimes things have been dug up, some things have been planted, some things are growing that we know about, a lot of things we don't know about, what's growing there in our spiritual practice. You can't see it, it's germinating under the ground. But there can be a feeling of gatheredness, like I was describing the cat that wraps her tail around and sits up very straight. That kind of relaxed alertness. And this can be something that we can offer now in our practice, in our hearts, offer for the well-being of all, for the freedom from suffering of all living beings. So that our insights are not our possessions, or they're not something that we add into a sense of self, a sense of me as a person with this baggage, this insight, these attainments, but rather something that we offer out freely to the universe, so that things are fluid between ourselves and the universe. Insights come in a flow, and we share them, and there's a mutuality there that's not to do with personal attainment. And also wishing, of course, for our own liberation from suffering, all at the same time. So if you feel like we could spend these last few minutes of this meditation just in this offering and relinquishing sense, like relinquishing the kind of my attainment, what I've gained. We can just let it flow. It's okay, the results are already there, the fruits are already there, and we don't need to have them, keep them.